balance and staying in contention without wasting too much energy. So I felt like I kind of got in front of 200 and then they all just closed in and came in front of me. At that point I didn't feel like it was worth wasting energy to move out. But, you know, over time I might regret that. It's tough to take at the minute.
Is there anything you do differently?
I probably would have kicked when Creston from Belgium kicked. But everything's easier in hindsight. Yeah, look, I know I have the quality to make it, but you know, it's always an 800 meter run and it's a different thing doing it. Lots of guys have the potential, but just didn't have it today, unfortunately. I know lots of people in Ireland have stayed back up home to watch me. So thanks to them, really. Thanks to my family and my close friends who've been there through everything, yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, coming into the year, my two goals were to make the Olympics until my Irish record, and I did that, so, you know, to ask for anything else was always going to be a bonus. And even if I hadn't made the semi-final, it would have been a bonus, but it was just like I felt like I could have made it. But, you know, I've had luck in my career. Today I didn't. It's a different thing when you go into a championship when you're not in shape and, you know, you kind of crash out, but I felt like I was ready for this one. A little bit disappointing, but what can you do? Well, I qualify for the World Champs next year, so I'll get back training for them in a couple of weeks. There's nothing else I can target at the minute. I know there's indoors coming up, but I think the next main aim will be the World Champs. So.